You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Alyssa Borges and Nico Sanguinetti from the Juno Douglas City Museum. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You guys have a lot to talk about today. There's quite a bit happening in the month of May at the City Museum, so let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk first about the two new exhibits that are opening this first Friday.
Sure. So the first of the two is called The Rhythm of Winter, What We Do in the Cold and Dark. And sounds a bit dismal, but really,
there's a reason why you're doing
there's it. There's a perfectly good reason. Basically, because most of the tourists come here in summer, and they only see one side of Juno, and quite frequently the question is asked, what is it like here to live in the winter? And I think that a lot of people, myself included before moving here, have a completely different and incorrect idea of what Juno is like in the winter. Mm-hmm. So this exhibit is kind of meant to flip the summer exhibition on its head. So we are able to show a lot of the things that people do both inside and outside during wintertime in Juno.
I think that's a great idea, like very smart, and hopefully it'll answer a lot of their questions. Mm-hmm. But I'm having trouble imagining what kind of art or what the art will depict. So I guess I'll just have to come and see. Do you want to say anything about that?
Sure. So we do have a couple of fun additions to the show this year. The main one is the bubble chair that used to be used at Eagle Crest. They were removed a few years ago, and a lot of people who grew up in Juno remember these bubble chairs. They're kind of big blueberries. And so we do have one of those on exhibit. Actually, it is able to be sat in and photographed in, so people can take their selfies in the bubble chair. And we have a lovely photo mural behind it from Chris Miller, who's a local photographer. So that'll be fun for everybody. And we also have a large amount of outdoor equipment. So we have skis, boots, sleds, snowshoes, a lot of objects, large objects on display, because if you haven't been into our main gallery, we have very high walls. So we decided to take full advantage of that this year. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of what's on display, I think when most people think about winter, they're automatically thinking about outdoor activities, things like skiing and snowshoes and things like that. So that was kind of what we wanted to explore a little bit with this show. And so talking about things like basketball or the theater, which has been huge in Juno since it basically was a mining town with saloons and theaters and movies and things of that nature, as well as things that you do inside like art. So we do have some paintings, some carvings, and things like that on display, so a little bit more than just the average outdoor enthusiast items for people to look at.
It sounds wonderful. Well, I'm excited to get a look at that one. Great. And then the second exhibit, Christian Carrillo, and it's titled Legacy. Tell us about that one.
Sure. So Christian is a local artist as well, and she really wanted to blend her love of anatomy and art into these very unique paintings and installation work. So she actually works in a variety of mediums, which she's going to be showing in our media room this year for the summer period. And the main topic she wanted to address was what, once all the animals are gone on planet Earth, animals, humans, what will remain? And her point is that our legacy is going to be plastics. Yeah. And so her art is actually really fascinating because at first look, you think, oh, that's a really cute sea creature. And then you look closer and you go, oh, there's a little bit of a twist in there, which I won't necessarily reveal, but definitely an interesting take on kind of art and plastic and human impact on the ocean and the area in general.
That's really intriguing. I said her name wrong. Would you say it for me correctly?
Christian Carrillo.
Christian Carrillo. Okay, thanks. I'll make note of that. So those are both opening this first Friday, May 3rd. Opens at 4:30 to 7 p.m., and you can come to that reception for free and see both of those two new exhibits. Mm-hmm. What else is on the list for May?
Yeah, so we've got several things happening this month. The first thing I wanted to talk about is this Saturday, May 4th. We have a free program at the museum. It's Sea Shanty Sing Along, and this is going to be an opportunity for participants to learn to sing sea shanties as perhaps they were sung on old sailing ships. This idea was put forth by Sally Donaldson, and she will be leading it along the singing along with Ed Schoenfeld, and that's from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the museum.
Yeah, I like how you can learn your sea shanty and then head down to the Maritime Festival.
Right,
where you
yeah,
can
and catch
sing
the
it.
End of it. Right. Hopefully the weather will stay nice. We have our walking tours starting up this month, and we have our regular historic downtown tours, which will begin May 14th. These run every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They start at 1:30 p.m. It's a lot of fun. It includes tea and cookies at the Capitol Inn. And then we have two special tours this month. The first one coming up on Saturday, May 11th, is a repeat of our True Crimes Capital Killers walking tour. This is a tour of the downtown area. It highlights murders that occurred around the 1900s all the way up to 1960. It's led by Ed Schoenfeld and Betsy Longenbaugh, who are former Juno crime reporters. And like I said, that's Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 3:30, and it starts and ends at the City Museum. And we are also doing another Treadwell Complex series of tours with Jim Garrity. And that one this month will be on Saturday, May 18th, 1 to 3:30 p.m. That one begins and ends, of course, at Sunny Beach. He is a wealth of knowledge. It's a fascinating tour. All of the tickets for tours can be purchased at the museum. They are $25. They include admission to the museum, 20% off on select items in our museum store, which we are stocking with some really cool new things for the summer.
I love your store, by
the
way.
Yeah, we've got some great new stuff coming.
Yeah, it's really good.
And, of course, reservations are really important. So if any of that sounds interesting, definitely call right away. You can purchase tickets over the phone at the museum. Of course, visiting our website, we update it regularly with all our current exhibits, our walking tours, and all our programs. So, yeah, and we'll let you know about, we'll be rolling out more tours this whole summer. So,
these walking tours, they're not just for tourists, right? They're for locals and tourists alike, and anybody who wants to
exactly.
attend.
Exactly. Yeah, it tends to be, most of the tourists go on the downtown walking tour. It's in the middle of the day, and the others seem to, because their weekends and evenings are better for locals. But anybody can go on any of them.
I think it sounds like a great activity to do with any visiting friends or family.
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
The True Crimes Capital Killer one, I'm sure, is going to be super popular.
It's already filling up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one sounds real interesting. So get your tickets in advance. Yeah.
I also just wanted to say that we have switched to our summer hours. So we, as of today, are open 7 days a week, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. 10 to 4:30 on the weekends, and we aren't going to be charging admission until Saturday, so that everybody can still come for free.
Well, that's
week.
Really good timing.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that you guys will be open 7 days a week. I really enjoy the Juno Douglas City Museum. I think it's an excellent place to come and learn and look and take it all in, and the artwork is excellent, too. So thank you both for all that you do. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Just thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We hope to see everybody on First Friday at 4:30. Yeah.
I hope everybody stops by.
Thank you.
And here's a sea shanty for you guys as you walk out.
Thank you.